Hey guys,
Love Talk Radio.
Hey guys, I am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, here with you guys tonight, talking about getting small business loans, getting small business grants, getting that money that your business needs. It doesn't cost you anything. Wouldn't you guys like to know about these grants that are out here? Now, some of these are COVID-related grants, and some of them aren't. So I'm going to give you my five grants that I suggest to your small businesses and then tell you how to prepare for your grants. The crazy part about these grants nowadays is that they have actually made these procedures a lot harder because there were a lot of con artists out there getting money and, you know, don't have businesses and stuff like that. So you really, really, really have to pay attention to have your stuff in order. You know, let's start right now with the basics of what you need to apply for these small business grants. 90% of them will ask you for these items. One, you need a business bank account. Two, you need an LLC, a corporation, some type of paperwork showing that you are in business, okay? Number three, you need to make sure you have revolving money in that business bank account. Dunninger, Bad Street, tax ID numbers are very important in this. You need a tax ID because that is how you're going to get these loans, these business loans, and get this money out there. So you need to make sure you have tax ID so you're set up properly with attached to that business bank account. So those are your first four things that you need to actually have set up to have a business bank account. Now, a lot of these want you to have a website and local listings. When I say website, you need to have something up there saying who you are, what you do in your business. Also, you need to have like a bio. They ask you you have to know what kind of business you're doing to get money for these grants. How are you helping the community? Why should they give you money? What would you do with the money? Those are the things that you have to ask yourself, and they're going to ask you about getting these grants. So start thinking about those answers to those questions and actually write them out so that you know what you are going to give. What are you going to tell them? What are you going to say? What is a compelling argument on why? Because, you know, all these people out here asking for this money. A lot of people out here are asking for money. So what makes you different from everybody else? That's what grants get grants out there, right? So those are some things that your business needs to have. A location is always preferred. An address, not your home address, is something great for you to have when you're trying to get these small business loans and grants. When you're using your residential address, it keeps it very small. It keeps you in a radius. Now, some of the grants that I'm about to give you are based on how many employees you have, how much money you're making, what size business you are. So a lot of them have things that are with that. Now, one of them, I'm going to start with the COVID-friendly ones that are still out there. There is still COVID money out there, guys. So make sure you go to the SBA website. Expanding the EDIL loan. So if you have an EDIL loan, there's a way you can go in there and, you know, get more money from the EDIL. If you are in a low income area, you can now get the EDIL targeted. Now, what you have to do is, because the only way you can get to the targeted grant, which is up to $10,000 for small businesses, is that you have to be in a low-income area. But you have to apply for the small business, that EDIL, the first EDIL first. They will send you an invitation for the targeted EDIL, okay? Then you fill that out, and your areas will be zoned to see if you are in a low-income zone area, and that can get you that targeted money, that EDIL money. The next place is, let me look at my notes, is I think I spell it L-I, hold on 1 second, I have to pull them up, 1 second, I don't want to give you guys wrong information, L-I-L-L-U-L-I-C-U, W-C, I know I sound crazy right now, give me 1 second, I had it typed out earlier. The LISC, Small Business Relief Grant. LISC, I'm sorry, it took me a minute. I was getting the letters mixed up. LISC, Small Business Grant. This one, they give out a grant every 90 days to a couple of businesses, usually about $5,000 to $10,000. You go on there, you tell your story, you put a compelling argument in there, you tell them where you're going to spend the money, and you tell them why you need money, okay? Another one is the GoFundMe Small Business Grant. Now, this is not a, or GoFundMe Small Business Relief Fund. Now, this is not just you creating a GoFundMe account telling people about your issue, how you need money to grow your business. Actually, GoFundMe has created an actual separate pot for you to get money. Relief during this COVID time to help you grow your business and expand your business or even keep it up and running at this day, at this time. Because even though we are still in the, we're coming out of the pandemic, there is a lot of people still struggling in their business. So you have to make sure that you're keeping your business afloat. We just came out of not getting any money, not having any business revenue to actually coming back. People are still not 100% back. You have a small business, it's super, super, duper hard for you to find employees because there's unemployment. People are now being displaced because of this rent moratorium. So it's really hard for some businesses out there to actually grow and become very successful in what they do. So apply for some of these grants to help you grow your business. The other ones that I have for you, I'm in Georgia, okay? So if you are in Georgia and if you are in Atlanta, Atlanta, Georgia, we have the, in like downtown city of Atlanta, we have the Atlanta, oh gosh, I'm having brain fart today. Oh my goodness. We have that's the good part about having a computer in front of me. I don't want to give you guys false information, so my brain stopped working. I had all of this ready. I didn't print my notes out. Invest Atlanta. If you are in Atlanta, you're in the city of Atlanta, low income. If you're in a historic area, city of Atlanta areas, you know, those up and coming areas in Atlanta, we have Invest Atlanta. Go look that up, Invest Atlanta. They have great incentives for small businesses, especially in the city of Atlanta. They have a lot of, rehab, revitalization, even to help businesses get their stuff back order. And this is off the business side of it. If you need to start up for a house, if you want to buy a house, they help you with that, help you get ready, help you get your finances in order to purchase a house. You know, so check out the Invest Atlanta if you are in the city of Atlanta in Georgia. Okay, guys, that is another one. Let's me. So I'll go by through a couple of states that I have some stuff in here for. And of course, always go to your state local government offices and find out what those government loans are. Because there are grants in every city, in every state. It will help different small businesses, if depending on if you're in technology, small business technology transfer program. This helps business and applicants collaborate and research institutions to help your businesses grow. If you have technology ideas, if you're a technical person and you want money for your help with your technology business, it helps you with that. The Department of Defense, Department of Agriculture, all these companies have money out there that they're giving away. You just have to go to this, go to their website. Excuse me. The site that I like to use for my resources is Fundra, F-U-N-D-E-R-A, by NerdWallet. Go in there. I'll actually put this into a link in my office, in my resources, and it'll give you a list of all of the grants that we have out there. There's so many grants out there for small businesses that they can get money. Homeland Security, Department of Education gives out money. All of these businesses give money out here. If you are in Idaho, the Trade Expansion Program, STEP grant out there, Idaho Business Development Grant Recycle Center is out there, Kansas Job Creation Fund. So if you're in Kansas, they have that. Louisiana Community Development Block Grants, if you have that. I'm going to list a lot of these grants. And again, I'll list the website where I got these from, and I'll put them in the resources tab on my, so click the link in the bio after this podcast, you'll see my resources tab. And it's just a list of programs. Now, the thing is, each of these programs are a little different. So you have to go in there, see what the qualifications for these programs, and apply for them. But like I said, most of them, if you have those basic things that I told you at the beginning of this, if you have those basic things, you will get a grant. You can get money for your business. You know what I mean? You can get grant money. But again, it's a numbers game. So you have to be quick. You have to meet their deadlines. You have to meet their criteria. You have to read what they're looking for or who they're looking to give money to. So make sure that you're looking at all these criteria. Don't just apply for something and it doesn't work for you. If you're not in technology, if you're a hairstylist, don't apply for a technology grant. You're not going to get it. It's a waste of your time. And a lot of these grants, you don't even need grant writers. It's just, you just need to have a nice concrete paragraph or two paragraphs about who you are, what your business is, and how you're going to help the community, the state, the city around you grow and develop. Are you going to provide jobs? Are you going to provide economical assistance? Are you going to get back to the community? What are you going to do to make sure that your business grows and helps the other businesses grow out there? So I just wanted to give you guys those tidbits on the small business grant. Let's see. We plan to have a special guest tonight. Let's see if she's actually going to pop in. So we're going to see if she's going to pop in. Like I said, if you guys have not checked out, have not received one of my planners yet or purchased one of my planners, make sure you pick up one of these planners today. These are quarterly planners. This is quarter one. You can go, we go quarter, all the way to quarter four. So make sure you pick up one of these planners. It's on Amazon. It's on my website. Click that link in the bio. Give you direct contact to my planner link. Okay, guys? So make sure you get that. It'll help you organize your business. It'll help you get yourself started in what you need to do. And get yourself situated in growing your business. right? So let's see if my guest is sent me any messages. All right. So with all that being said, I'm going to go do a quick little overview of what I went through in the beginning. Let's start with this. Make sure you have your business in order when you are going to start building your grants and start putting your grants together. Let's make sure you have a business bank account. Make sure you have an LLC or a corporation set up, preferably a corporation, a tax ID, a business bank account, a Dun & Bradstreet number. People don't think that's important, but that is extremely important, and it's free. Just get the number. It's like the tax ID number. It's your business social. Make sure you have a business bank account. Have revolving money in that business bank account showing that you are an established business. 90 days worth of funding in the business bank account. Make sure that you have a website. Make sure your business is listed through Google so people can Google you. The best way for people to find your business and any business you have is Google. Make sure you have a business address. If help with this, you can always chime in and allow me to help you. You can book a session with me and I'll help you get through this. And we can make sure you have everything to qualify you to get these small business loans. A lot of them now are asking for a 4606 Form T. That means they want to pull your tax records. They want to see. So you have to file these taxes, guys. You have to file your taxes. And I'm not a tax expert. You just have to file them and make sure that you're making money. So I just wanted to be on here to talk about that. We have LINC. Funds have the SBA targeting. EDIL is still out there. So if you are a small business and you have not done any of these grants, make sure you get some of this COVID relief money. You have to have a decent credit score. The EDIL natural disaster grant is for low-income areas. So if your business is located in a low-income area, make sure you grab that loan. It is free. They're actually still giving out loans. The shuttered loan, I believe, is actually finished with as of right now. I don't think you can get it. Actually, you can. It's not accepting applications. I do apologize for that. The shuttered venue is not accepting applications. Guys, let me tell you about this. If you did the Paycheck Protection Loan, if you did that PPP loan, go on the SBA website and apply for the forgiveness, okay? Let y'all know, there was two draws on that. So if you only got one of them, you can go back and get that second draw of that PPP. So make sure you go in there, get it, and do the forgiveness for them. You know what I mean? That's free money that they have out there. Make sure you are taking advantage of these things that they have out there. Make sure you're setting yourself up to grow your business and to put yourself in position to get these grants. Now, if you wanted to get a business loan, those are a little bit harder to get. The basics of getting a business loan or a business line of credit is a revolving of $20,000 in your business bank account. Make sure you have that. You can get a line of credit for at least $100,000. There are lenders out there. If you want a list of lenders or you want to contact some lenders, hit me up. I have a list of lenders who can give you, if you have $20,000 revolving in your bank account for the last 90 days, minimum $20,000. They can get with a decent credit score of like a 650 credit score. You can get $100,000 line of credit to help build your business. So make sure you're taking advantage of these situations. Make sure you are helping grow your business. make sure you're doing the things you are supposed to do to establish your business to be a very professional business. So this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. I'm here and signing off for you tonight. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions or concerns about how to get grants, please inbox me. Send me a DM. Send me whatever. Send me a DM, comment on, below this post that you want help, that you need help with the small business grants, so we can help you get this money, so I can see where you're at, and we can evaluate your situation, and we can help you grow your business. So have a great day. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. Share this with somebody who that hasn't heard this or needs help with getting small business or just getting business legitimate. Making sure that your business is legitimate, so when stuff does happen, when disasters happen, you have all this stuff in order. You know how the Department of the Corporate Office, wow, they actually got more applications for small businesses this year, renewing businesses, than they ever have. So make sure you have your house in order so that you can be successful and you can grow your business. This is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, and signing off as your business coach's small business grants resources. Have a great day. Bye-bye.